Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 22nd. The grains closed lower with March corn down 6.5 cents at 674. March wheat down 14 cents at 736.5. And March beans down 9.25 cents at 1539.5. Kansas City wheat, March Kansas City was down 28.25 cents here at 876. I'm not sure why Kansas City was so bad. It still looks awful dry in western Kansas to me, but I guess it was just kind of a shakeout because of the cheap prices that Russia is selling wheat at. It looks like the Egyptians bought wheat from the Russians at $317.50 a ton, well below world prices out here, and it looked like that put a little bit of a scare into anybody with long positions in Kansas City, even though the weather's still bad there. We have Ag Forum tomorrow. I think I mentioned this morning that the analysts are looking for 90.9 million acres of corn, 88.6 million acres of beans, and 48.5 million acres of wheat out here. The wheat market, again, under pressure because of Russia. May have been under pressure, too, with Ukraine looking for a one-year extension to the export corridor deal. Haven't heard much about it from Russia except their usual complaints, but I think ultimately we'll get something signed there. The Fed Open Market Committee came out and basically said that some of the members were looking for a 0.5% increase on this last go-around, but obviously, 0.25% won out. There was a comment that the Fed staff said that it is plausible that the U.S. could see a recession this year. They also said they expect more rate hikes and that it's going to take quite some time to get inflation back down to 2%. So with that, the stock market broke. It rallied, traded higher, broke again, traded lower, traded higher, made new lows down about 170 points. Right now it's down 102 points. The SPU is down 9 points. So not a huge reaction. The NASDAQ's actually higher. So kind of a mixed thing there. But to me, it didn't seem anything was friendly. And I thought the stock market should have been under more pressure. But the corn market, I think we pretty much know that the corn in Serafina is going to get planted out here. Yes, it's 13 points behind the averages, but they can catch up with better weather. We did see some Brazilian hedging in the bean market today. Meal was down $5. I don't know why the oil was higher. It was up 6 ticks, despite the crude oil closing down $2.41 a barrel. Again, I think we're going to see more Brazilian hedging as the week goes on, and I just don't see what's particularly friendly out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.